Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is coming to you aboard BA Flight 167 to London from Tel Aviv. My name is Jeff Shang and I'm a passenger on this flight. I'm recording. We're actually taxiing down the runway and I'm recording. Yes, 162. We're actually taxiing down the runway and I'm recording this because we can now use our electronic devices during takeoff and landing. And so I thought I would record the takeoff, just because I can. Now, I can point in the other direction.
No, that's alright, don't freak out
landing. Yes, Nama doesn't, he's not particularly fond of takeoff and landing.
Especially not takeoff.
I love the takeoff, I think it's the best part. So we're taxiing down the runway.
If it stays at this speed like that,
if we stay at this speed, we could probably walk faster than it.
Like when it starts going really fast and then it takes off. That's a bit awkward.
Well, if you want to get to the United States before this time next year, we kind of need to get it go a little faster than this.
Okay, we can take a train.
You can't take a train to the USA from Israel. It's a bit of water in the way.
We'll drink the water.
You can drink the water.
No,
thank you, cabin crew, seat to take off, please.
There we go.
That's Robin.
Hey?
That's Robin.
Robin?
Yeah, his name is Robinson.
No, I thought that was... It's usually the head flight attendant that says those things.
No, but he said that he was the captain.
Yeah, but it wasn't the captain.
That was Jamie.
Yeah, it was Jamie.
How does he know?
Because they do. They know. And they can talk to the phone systems and things. Okay, here we go.
That sounds like we're going to go fast.
We're on an A320 or A321 or something like that. And it has completely... impossible to feel buttons for the lights and call buttons. Which I have seen before, actually. I first saw them over 20 years ago. I thought they would have done something about it by now.
Don't tell me this is an old plane.
No, it's just an old design.
Plane freak.
We are now taxiing somewhat faster than we were before.
This is okay, too. It's just the air part.
If you're going to fly in a plane, you do have to get into the air.
Why is it
that? I think it's like the big table is just rattling. Let me check on Rosie.
I think I've never flown before. Are
you alright, sweetheart?
Why is she shaking?
Are you shaking, sweetheart, or are you just... I don't think she's particularly happy.
I understand. What you doing?
Just checking on her.
I can't reach her.
No, I can reach. She's alright. It's kind of hard to tell if she's shaking with the plane shaking. I don't think
she's tired. She has the car harness. She's tied to the seat.
She can't. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have a spare seat next to us, and we're in a bulkhead seat, which is ideal because it means that we all have a nice amount of room.
Poor Rose.
She's all right.
She did a good job guiding me to the air.
She did.
I walked by myself.
I hope this boo doesn't run out before we take off.
Yes, it does. It does.
Let me see how much time we have left.
We're
going faster, and now we're stopping. Okay, so we have just over 5 minutes left.
No, this is going to cost me bad, I think.
So,
unless
we're waiting for someone, which we probably aren't. We're slowing down now.
You always kind of go fast, and then stop, and then go really fast.
Well, first of all, you have to get to the runway. You have to get from where you load, from your gate to the actual runway. You have to wait your turn, of course.
And you go, shh.
Yeah.
Which is fast.
Yeah.
One of the things that I don't like, apart from the reason of, like, apart from the feeling of leaving the ground,
yeah,
I don't like how loud it is. It's so loud, and it scares me. It's really loud. The engines are whining.
So we're stopped now. We're just waiting.
No, we're flying. You just don't know.
No, we're not.
Been flying since I was a baby, literally.
Yes, you'd think you'd be used to it by now, wouldn't you?
I'm used to it, but I'm scared of it. I don't know. I just don't.
You're
like
used to being scared of it.
Yeah, I guess I am. I don't like the sensation of being kind of like not straight, you know? Being like perpendicular.
Being tipped.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that bit when the wheels come off the ground.
Oh, gosh. Once we reach the cruising altitude, then I'm okay.
Well, the thing about cruising altitude is that, if you didn't know, you'd think that you're on the ground. Like, well, you have no idea.
You're gonna do feel a bit.
Well, yeah, but it's all
feel exactly like this.
No, well, I mean, you don't feel the wheels moving along the ground. That's the only difference, really. Unless you get some turbulence.
Stop. Don't.
Oh, well, we are moving word. Again now, slowly. This booze is going to run out, I'm telling you.
Well, you can pause it.
I have just over 2 minutes left.
It will take more than 2 minutes to reach.
Yeah, I expect it will. I'm going to pause this. Okay. Whoops. Just drop the phone.
Started?
Yep. I paused it for like 5 seconds.
This is what I don't like.
Here we go.
This is what I don't like. It's so loud.
So now we're zooming down the runway. Yeah, we'll get it in 2 minutes.
I don't like this.
Rumble on under the wheels.
Not exactly a bounce, but
a... Oh, it does bounce a bit, yeah.
Bouncy.
And we go up any second now.
Here we go.
Yep.
Oh my god.
There we go.
I don't like that noise.
And we're up.
Pickle chips. it makes my stomach drop. That's why I don't like it. It gives me a physical feeling,
yeah,
of like
this bit. Here, when you go up and you go down a tiny bit. Right, we're now up in the air. This is going to stop any second now, but
I'll
let you enjoy the last few seconds.
I didn't. I don't like this at all.
Talk to you again later.
What?
That's it.
What's that?
No, we're just leveling out.
Stop.
We have like 15 seconds to go.
Have a pleasant flight.
This is our first of 2 flights today, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again later on today.
When we'll take off.
Bye.
There.